Okay, I'm going to be recording Daf Ches from Ben Gurion Airport. We'll see if anybody wants to use this after Shabbos. Shabbos is Daf Ches. We're going to begin from the very beginning of Zion and Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, my time elo asim arlo beiknishter. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to shul l'tziluye to daven? I wasn't able to get to shul. Amalei lichnefei l'mar asar v'litzle. Why don't you gather together 10 people in your house and daven there? Amalei trichali mils. I couldn't get the 10 people. It was too difficult to get 10 people. Amalei amalei mar l'shlucha de tzibur v'edin demat tzibur leisei v'lo de l'mar. So why don't you tell the shliach tzibur that at the time that the congregation is davening leisei v'lizra e l'mar? Why don't you tell the chazan to come tell you when the tzibur is davening, so you could at least daven at the same time as the tzibur? Amalei, my kulehai. So he said to him, "What are you bothering me so much? Why is it so important to daven either with the tzibur or even at the same time that the tzibur is davening? Even at the same time the tzibur is davening?" Amalei, Rav Yochanan Shem Shemen Yechai. Rav Yochanan said, "Rav Shemen Yechai." My dichsev anisfil se lecha Hashem eis ratzon. The pasuk says, "My tefillah to you, Hashem, I want to do it." An eis ratzon, a masa eis ratzon. When is an eis ratzon an appropriate time to daven? B'shah shatzibur mispalolin. At the time that the tzibur davens, that's an eis ratzon. So you should always daven. If you can't daven with the minyan itself, you should always daven at the same time the tzibur is davening. Risp rebbe chini amar mehacha. Ko amar Hashem be'eis ratzon inisicha anisicha. When it's an eis ratzon, I'm going to answer you. So you should daven at the time of the tzibur, because that's an eis ratzon. Ravacha b'Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong, and when there's many, lo yimas. He's not going to reject your tefillah. Uksiv padam b'shalom nafshi mikrav li kibir rabim ayim adi. So Hashem will always redeem us if we are with a rabim. So either you're with the minion or at the same time as the minion. Tadana mihachi, Rabbi Nassan Omer. We learned in a bright source of points. Rav Nassan says, "Minayin shen Hakadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilas and shorabim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will never turn away a tefillah of many people. Shenemar, "Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is strong and he will not reject the tefillah. Uksiv pada b'shalom nashi mikravli and kibirabim hayimadi. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu will always redeem us with peace if we are with a rabbim. So either you have to daven the minion, that's the best thing, or if you can't daven with the minion, so you daven at the same time as the minion. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, kol osek b'Torah v'gemilas chasadim mispalim hatzibur. Anyone who's osek b'Torah and in gemilas chasadim and davens with the tzibur, ma'alani alav kilu b'da'ani li v'libanai mibein umas olam. I consider it as if he redeemed me and my sons from amongst the nations of the world. As the pasuk says, as we saw in that pasuk, "Padah b'shalom nafshi mikravli ki birab ma'yimadi." I'm Rish Lakish. Kol mi sheish lo beis haknesses be'iru v'enu nechnas sham l'spal nikra shachin ra. Anyone who has a shul in his city and he does not go there to daven, he's called a bad neighbor. Wow, Hashem is classified here as your neighbor. Sometimes we think of Hashem as our king. Here, Hashem is like a neighbor. He lives in town. And yeah, we should feel close to Hashem like a friend. Shnemar Koam Hashem al kol shcheinei haroim hanogiim b'nachla asher nechalti asamiyas Yisrael, that they're messing up the nachla that I gave over to my people. V'lo od ela shegorim golus lo levanov. You cause you and your sons to go into gol. Shnemar hinani notsham me'alad masam v'space yudah tosh midacham. I'm going to destroy them from their land, and Beis Yehuda, I'm going to uproot. Amrle, the Rabbi Yochanan, ikasabi v'bavel. The rabbi said to Rabbi Yochanan, there are old people in Bavel. Can you imagine? People in Bavel get to be old. Tam of Amrle. Rabbi Yochanan said, how could there be old people in Bavel? The pasuk says, l'man yibu yimechem v'yimechem ala adama, siv. That you can only get to have long life if you live in Israel. Avo b'chutz al aretz. Lo, I just got back from a week trip in Eretz Israel. There's a lot of old people there. But in Chutz Laretz, you don't live as long, says the Gemara. Kevan da Amrile, Makdin Yamach Shechel Beik Nishta, Amar Hainu da Hanalu. since they would wake up early and go to shul and stay late in shul, that's why you can get old even in Babel. Kedem Rav Shimon Levi Lebane Kadimu V'Chashichu V'Ailu V'Knishta. Wake up early and stay late in shul. Kihechi D'Torchu Chaye. You'll live long. Someone who's learning the Daf Yomi told me that his grandfather told him that the only reason he lived long was because of the Daf Yomi. That's what the Gemara says. You wake up early to go to Daf Yomi, you live long. You stay late to learn, you're going to live long. Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, Ashrei Adam Shomeli, Lishkod Al Dosai Sai Yom Yom, Lishmar Mezuzas Psachai. What does the pasuk mean? Blessed is the person who is always in my house every day, and he always is going in the door to my house. Uksiv Basrei afterwards says, Ki Motzei Matzachayim, those who find me have found life. Amar Rav Chisel Olam Yikanes Adam Shnei Psachim Beis Haknesses. You should always go in two doors to the shul. Shnei Pesachim, what do you mean go in two doors? I am a sheer Shnei Pesachim v'achach ispala. That don't stand by the door. You always should go in two doorways inside. So you're showing that you're not looking to get out of there. You're not supposed to daven close to the door. It shows that you look itching to get out. So you should be at least two doorways in. Alzos yispal kol chasid elecha le'is mitzo. Pasuk says, for this, every righteous man will pray for the time that he's going to find what he needs. The Gemara presents many different opinions. What are you davening for that you're going to find? What are you davening for? You're davening for a wife. Because it says, if you find a wife, you found goodness. In Eretz Yisrael, when a person would marry a woman, in Eretz Yisrael, Ma'arava, the Gemara was written in Babel, so Eretz Yisrael is to the west. But Ma'arava, Kinasav in Ashisitsa, in Babel, when you'd marry a woman, Amri Le Hachi, they would say to the guy, Matza o Motza? Is this woman a Matza woman or a Motza? Matza, Dixiv, Matza, Isha, Matza Tov. V'yafigrotzim Hashem. Your wife could either be a good wife, she's going to make you be a better person. Motza, Dixiv, Motza, Ani Marmi, Mavis, Isha, Isha. But sometimes if your wife is not good for you, then it can be worse than death. So they would ask him, is your wife a matzah wife or a motzah wife? Is your wife good for you or is not good for you? Rav Nosson Omer le'eis mitzo zu Torah. You're supposed to daven for a mitzia. That's Torah. Shnei ki motzei matzah chayim. Those who find Torah have found life. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Omer le'eis mitzo zu misa. You should daven for a good death. A good death should find you. Shenemar lamus totaos. So you see, misa is called something you find. Tanya nami hachi. We also learned in the Braisa supporting this. Teisha meus shlosha mine misa nivru ba'olam. There are 903 deaths possible in the world. Shenemar lamus totaos. Totzos begematria 903 hachi havu. Kasha shebechulan, the worst of all the deaths is askara, that's whooping cough in the throat. Nicha shebechulan neshika, the best death of all is death by being kissed by Hashem. Askara damya kichizra begvava de imra de lachori nashra. The death by askara is like nails being pulled through wool, that the wool gets stuck to the nails. Others say it's like something in your vesh, in your esophagus. Let's see what this is. One second. B'piturei b'fi veshet. What is it? It's like ropes that you can't take them out of a hole, which is round. Ropes that get stuck in a hole like the that's round like your esophagus. So you got to daven for a good death. Says the Gemara. Neshika dami kemishcha benisa mechalba, but death by neshika, by the kissing of Hashem, is like a hair going through milk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's very smooth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Leis Mitzel Zukfura, you should daven for to be buried. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, Hasmeichim Eli Gil, Yasisu, Kiyimtsu Kever. You'll rejoice when you get buried. Amar Rabbi Bar of Shela, Hainad Amri, Inshigli, Boy, Inishrach, Meafila, Ad Zibula, Basraisa. A person should daven even until the very last. Adzibula basraisa shlama. A person should daven even. You should have peace your whole life, even at the day of your burial. Until the last dirt that covers over your grave. Let's continue. Marzuch or Amalei Smitzo Zebes Hakise. Marzuch said you should daven to be able to go to the bathroom properly. Amri b'marava hod Marzuch adifim bikulu. That's the best thing to daven for. Unbelievable. Amalei Rava l'Rav from Bar Papa. Leimol and Mar Mehana Mili Malias Adam is Mishad Rav Chista. B'Milei de Beiknisha. Tell us the great teachings that you heard from Rav Chista about Shul. Amalei Hachem Rav Chista. Ma'idich Sev Oy Hashem Sharit Zion Mikol Mishknos Yaakov. Hashem loves the gates of Zion. Oh, Hashem, Sharam Hamitzuyanim Bahalacha, Yosim Bate Knesios, and Bate Midrashos. A place where you're learning Halacha Hashem likes more than a base Knesses, more than a base Medrash. Vayan Adam Rav Chiba Rabbi Mishmei Da'ula, Miyom Shechara Beis Hamikdash, Ein Lola Kodesh Baruch Hu Baloma El Abraham Shalach Vilvad. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the only place Hashem has is where they're studying Halacha. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Sheibana Beis Hamikdash v'sein chalkeinu b'sora secha. The Beis Hamikdash was a place where they studied halacha, and once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the only place HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Aram Shalacha. Rama Rabbi, Mereish Havik Arisna Mugol Beis, I used to learn in my house about Selina and Beis Kishin, Davin and Shul. Came in the Shemad Al-Hodam, Rabbi Chia Barabi, Mishmei Du'ula, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mala Aram Shalacha Bilvad. Once I heard this teaching, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always where the halacha is, Lo Havim Atzilna Elahecha D'Garisna. I would always daven in the same place that I learn, because when you learn, Hashem will be there, and if you daven there, so it'll be easier to connect. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yassi, Afagav, to have a place of Beknisha, but Tveria, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lomatsa, Elabeni, Amude, Echadavik, Arsay, they would always daven by the poles in the base medrash where they would learn. Ramay, Chibarav, Mishmei, the Ula, God, Lanenem, Yigi, Yosim, Yirei, Shamayim. Person who benefits from his own hard work is greater than Yireshamayim. That a person has Yireshamayim, so you're blessed. But if you eat from your own hard work, so we have Hashrecha Balazev v'Tovlachol Amba. Doesn't talk about Olam Haba. The Mefarshim point out certainly you get Olam Haba, but. But even if you're Reish Amayim, you get Olam Haba, but here you're guaranteed to get it right away. You should live in the same town as your Rebbe. While his Rebbe was there, Shlomo didn't sin. You shouldn't leave where your Rebbe lives. If you respect your Rebbe and listen to him, then you should live in the same town as him. If you don't respect him, don't. What does it mean? If you leave Hashem, you're going to be destroyed. If they're in the middle of learning the Torah, you can't walk out. Rabbi Avon, Nafik ben Gavra leGavra. Rabbi Yehuda would walk out between aliyahs. What about between two psukim? Teku. Gemara is not sure. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Api Vigaris. Gemara says, amazingly, Rav Sheshes would turn his back and he would teach Torah. He would learn Torah while they were leaning. He would learn Torah. He turns back and learn Torah. Amar Anan Bididon Venu Biditu. Those guys are reading that Torah, and I'm reading my Torah. So I don't have a problem to learn Torah in the middle of laning. Mefarshim say it's only someone who's Torah so Naso. He must have heard laning already, because really you're not allowed to learn during laning. Person always has to learn the parsha shnayim mikra of echad targum, two times mikra and one time explanation. machlokas harishonim, what's the point of this? Is the point that you should be familiar with the laning? Is that the point? Or is the point that you should complete the whole Torah once? Nafkamina would be that you have to do Shnai Mikra on Yontif. If it's to be familiar with the laning, you got to do it on Yontif. If it's to just to complete the Torah, so Yontif you don't have to do. You did it when they landed already. Even words that are Aramaic, you got to read them as well, because anyone who does Shnai Mikra, you're gonna have a long life. Rav Biba Rabbi tried to do all of Shnai Mikra on Erev Yom Kippur. You should afflict yourself on the 9th at night. Do you fast on the 9th? You fast on the 10th. If you eat and drink on the 9th, it's as if you fasted the 9th and the 10th. So you can't do all of Shnai Mikra then. You got to be eating then. So, okay, he wanted to do all of them on one or two weekends. No, you can't do it too early, you can't do it too late. So you have to do it on the week that it's done. Mefarshim say you should have it done before the meal. Some say the Friday night meal, some say the Shabbos meal, some say have till Tuesday to finish it up, some say have till Shemini Atzeres to finish it up. So the Gemara says, "Kid Amar Lehu Rabbi Shimon Levi Lebanei Ashlim Parshiyos Achim Matzibor Shnai Mikra Vechatargim." Finish your parshas with the tzibor Shnai Mikra Tarbim. The Hizaru Bevridim Krabi Yehuda, and be careful when you slaughter birds to slaughter also the all the capillaries. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, "The Snan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyishcho Desavridim." The Hizaru Bezakin Shishacha Talmud. You have to show respect to an old Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning, Machmas Onso, because he got old, Damrina, he forgot. Damrina Luchas v'Shivrei Luchas Menachas v'Aron. Because even the Shivrei Luchas, the broken Luchas, were also in the Aron. Amalu Rabba Lebane, Rabba said to his sons, Kishatim Chotchim Basar, when you cut meat, Al Tatchol Agav Haya, don't cut the meat on the back of your hand. Igadam Mishem Sakana, Igadam Mishem Kilkul Suuda. Some say because it's dangerous, some say because you're going to get blood all over the food. Don't lie on an Aramaic bed. The Gemara is going to spend a minute on what that is. And don't turn your back on shul outside when the tzibur is davening. What does it mean, don't lie on an Aramaic bed? Some say it means don't lie down without Shema, saying Kriya Shema. Don't marry a Gioris. Aramis Mamish. No, it means don't lie down on an Aramite's bed. Mishamai said to Rav Papa, because of a story happened to Rav Papa. Rav Papa Azal Gabi Aramis. Rav Papa went to go visit an Aramaic woman, Hotzielo Mita, so she produced a bed. Amrlo shave. She said to Rav Papa, sit on the bed. Amrlo, Eini Yoshivat Shatakbiya Samita. I'm not sitting down until you tell me what's under the bed. Higbiya Samita Matsu Sham Tinoch Mace. They found a dead baby there. Mikan Amr Chacham Osle Shamita Aramis. So the rabbi said from this, don't sit on a bed that's an Aramite bed. Don't walk behind the shul when the tzibur is davening. It's forbidden for a person to walk behind the shul when the tzibur is davening. That's only if there's no other door. If there is another door, there's no problem to stand by one door. Less than but people will assume you're going to go in the other door. We only say you shouldn't hang out outside shul if there isn't another shul. If there's another shul, less than but you dive into the other shul. You're not carrying a package, low right, or you're not running, low manach tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin. If you're carrying a package or running or wearing tefillin, less than but people are not going to suspect you of just not going into the shul for no reason. Tanya, I'm a rabbi kibim. Shlosh dvarim oiv ani esam madayim. I like, Rabbi Kiva says, I like three things about the Medites, from Paras and Madai. They cut the meat on the table. When they kiss each other, they don't kiss each other on the lips, they kiss each other on the back of the hand. It's more respectable. When they give secret advice, they do so in the fields, so no one will hear. You see, Yaakov gave advice in the fields. He was afraid people would listen. They're private when they eat, and they're private, appropriate in the bathroom, and also during marital relations, they are private. The Persians are set aside and prepared for Gehenna. Ram Gamliel Omer Bechule. Amar Yudam Shmuel Halacha Ram Gamliel. Halacha is like Ram Gamliel that you can read Shema up until Alos. Now there's a machlokas harishon, a major machlokas here. Does this mean that we mamish foul this, or it means like Chachamim's version of Ram Gamliel until Chatzos? Maybe Halach Ramliel just means we don't follow Rabbi Lezer who says till 10. But maybe, do we really follow Ram Gamliel? That's what some Rishonim hold. Other Rishonim say no. You can only go till Chatzos, Lechatchila, B'diavad, you could say Kriya Shema until Alos. That's a very important issue, Halach Lamaisa. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Omer Pam Rishonim, Kor Kriya Shema, Shtei Pam, Balai Lachs, Kodim Shalom, Shachar, Bachas Lachs, Yano, Shachar. Rabbi Shimon Yechai says sometimes a person can read Shema twice at night, once before Alos and once after Alos. Unbelievable. After Alos, the Shachar is called night. You can be Yotze before Alos, Kriya Shema Shalaila, and after Alos, Kriya Shema Shalom. Says the Gemara, it makes no sense. We say you can be Yotze Shema twice at night. So you tell me after Mashach is called night. Make up your mind. Is after Alos day or is it night? Why do we call it day? Because some people wake up at that time. The son of Rav Chanina said the name of Shimon Levi. The halacha accords like Rav Shimon Yochai. We'll stop here.